Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
You are in a right tiz today.
Yes.
Have you done any work today?
Yes, of course I have.
How much?
About, not as much as I normally do, I will be honest.
Today, Becky has fallen in love. And
I think I was already in love, but now it's got even more so.
To the point where she is just daydreaming a lot. I just went, "Hoo!" a couple of seconds ago. She was like, "Huh!" It's just on your mind the whole time.
Yeah, I can't stop thinking about him.
Even when Cheryl Cole Parachutes were playing, what did you just say?
Mm-hmm.
This is a sure sign. When you start,
you know,
to
like when you really fancy someone, and like every song reminds you of them, or like you can think of a meaning.
Yeah,
and then yeah, that's what I've got.
In the same way that when you fall out of love, every song is about you.
Yes.
And
Yeah.
The lyrics to Cheryl Cole's Parachute were particularly poignant, apparently. I'll tell you more about this in a minute. Seriously, she got it bad.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Apparently, it's the World Cup soon, which is good. And Tom Deacon from Radio 1, you know, the new bloke, Tom Deacon, has been collecting the stickers. And you've been collecting them as well, haven't you?
Yeah.
Have you been doing swaps with Tom Deacon?
Yeah, although he hasn't got anything I need yet.
He hasn't?
No, because he's only got the ones that come free in his album, and I've got the ones that come free in my album, so.
Oh. Do you actually know any of these people that you are collecting stickers of?
No. But it's one of those things where you get an album and then you've got to fill it up. I'm not going to rest.
You don't know
until
who any
complete.
Of them are?
Yeah, but I don't think
that
you
would
need
take
to.
The point out of it for me.
I don't think you need to know who
you
they are.
You just like collecting crap, don't you?
No, it's not rubbish.
You do, you're a hoarder.
No, I'm not. Where's this come from?
Hoarder, I said.
Yeah.
You do, everything, all the junk. I'm not saying that football stickers are junk, football fans, but you don't, it means something to some people. It doesn't mean anything to you. All the junk from what upstairs in the office, you generally take home.
Yeah.
Have you got a whole room just full of rubbish stuff?
Yeah.
Have you?
Yeah, you know I have. Let's not bring up the hamburger phone or all the other stuff that I've got.
Mm. There is a bit. I'd like to compile a list, actually. Would you do that for me one day of all
what,
the
check, like an inventory of my
yeah,
tat?
I would like that a lot, just to see. I would like to just. You should bring that in and me just go, cross that off, and then you have to get rid of them.
I should put it all on my insurance, really. Some of it might be quite valuable.
No.
BBC Radio 1 Podcast.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello, who's this?
It's Glyn off of Widnes.
Hello, Glyn off of Widnes. What are you saying?
I've had a good day today.
Tell me about it.
I got an England and an Ivory Coast shiny.
Shiny, best. Shiny.
In the same pack?
In the same pack. It was the best day. The best day ever.
I thought you were going to say you bought loads of packs and that just happened to put two in one
pack.
No, they
were in
that
the
is
same
amazing.
Pack.
That is good work.
Day.
And anyone that collects the football stickers knows two shinies on the same day. That's incredible.
Doesn't happen that often.
How do they look in the album? Do they look good?
Fantastic.
I feel happy for you, Glyn. I really did.
I'm welling up. It's the best day.
Two shinies, two shinies. Congratulations, Glyn.
Thank you.
Shiny,
thank you
shiny.
Much. Love you.
Radio 1 Podcast.
So many people are jealous of Glyn. Laura off of Portsmouth. Me and my boyfriend collect the stickers. We got no one to swap with. I don't know. Someone got three shinies yesterday. Oh, there's
no,
always.
They didn't.
I know. There's always someone bragging away. Did you, though?
No.
Think about it and then email me back. Picture or it hasn't happened. That was David Guetta and Getting Over You.
Don't go taking other shinies from other things and pretending that you got them in the same pack because we'll know.
It's all wrong, that is. Becky today is in a daze.
Oh, don't play the love music.
She is so in love right now. So in love. Crazy in love. Tell everyone who you met today, please.
I can't even say his name. Ed Westwick, who plays Chuck Bass in Gossip Girl.
Mm-hmm. The one who when there was a little bit of him on the entertainment news yesterday, you said it ruined it when he spoke in his actual proper English voice, because he is English, because you just liked him speaking American.
Yeah.
So Chuck Bass, if you're a Gossip Girl fan, you'll know who this is. Ed Westwick. He was in Radio 1 today to record an interview for the Joe Wiley Show, which you'll be able to hear at the weekend here on Radio 1. But you decided, as a way of getting to meet him blatantly...
No, it was work.
You decided that you would come up with an idea for an Oh, What's Occurring...
Always working.
...with Chuck Bass.
Yeah.
And this is what it is.
So, basically, there's a joke on our show that I'm madly in love with Chuck Bass.
Okay.
I, like, kind of madly in love with Chuck, and he's, like, the kind of ideal man. So would it be possible for the Oh, What's Occurring for you to do, like, as many chat-up lines as you can in 60 seconds?
All right, let's do that, yeah.
Oh, my God, this is shameless. Basically, there's a joke.
That's a good idea.
There's a joke on our show.
Yeah. So, basically,
there's a joke on our show that I'm madly in love with Chuck Bass.
Whatever! Oh, my God. So, your idea was to get the man of your dreams to perv at you for a whole minute and pass it off as work.
Anyone else who fancies him at home would do the same. They do the same.
But remember, it's only a joke.
So, basically, it's a joke on our show.
I've actually heard some of the bits of you trying to make conversation with Chuck. And
oh, no, you're not meant to... Don't do those bits. It's just the Oh, What's Occurring.
No.
That was private between the two of us.
No, we need to do that, I think. You will cringe.
The Scott Mills
Hello.
Daily.
Hi, Scott.
Hello, who's that?
My name's Zoe.
What's going on today, Zoe? What are you doing?
I'm just revising for all my hundreds of exams. But I just wanted to say that I totally agree with Becky. I think Chuck Bass is amazing, and I'm deeply in love with him.
Okay, so would you have done the same thing?
Yeah, probably. If I had the opportunity, then probably.
Yes, you so would. You had to do it.
Exactly.
You would have just got him to perv on you and passed it off as some quiz that we do on our show. You would, wouldn't you? Yeah, I suppose. Do you want to hear the actual conversation they had?
Say no.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I do have footage here of Becky attempting to make conversation with the man of her dreams. And if you do cringe easily, it might be wise to turn off the radio in about 5-10 minutes when I play it. All right?
Cool.
Okay, I'll speak to you later. Good luck with the exams. Don't forget there's a revision break in about 10 minutes, all right?
Okay, thank you
make
very
sure
much.
Make sure you stand up and shake it out and have a little dance, all right?
I will do.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
So today, Becky met the man of her dreams, Ed Westwick, who plays Chuck in Gossip Girl, Chuck Bass. Does this mean a lot of girls are going to hate you now? Because a lot of girls would want to be in your position. And girls can be really bitchy to each other.
No, I hope I don't get haters. I hope that they think that I did it for them. And if they'd been in my position, they would have done the same thing.
A lot of people in the text are saying you cleverly, or I say shamefully, invented a new game for Oh, What's Occurring, where you got Ed to generally perv on you for 60 seconds. And this is how you explained it to him, which is my favourite.
So, basically, there's a joke on our show that I'm madly in love with Chuck Bass.
Okay.
I, like, kind of madly in love with Chuck, and he's, like, the kind of ideal man. So would it be possible for the Oh, What's Occurring for you to do, like, as many chat-up lines as you can in 60 seconds?
All right, let's do that, yeah.
Loving Ed's uncomfortable laugh. So, did he perv on you in the American accent?
Yes.
Because he's actually English.
Yeah.
Okay, here it is then. Here is some of the...
I don't think this is the perving. Oh. This is... Basically, what happened was he needed some help with some chat-up lines, so we had to look some up on the internet, but the internet broke, and then the phone lines went down.
So this is the awkward conversation.
So basically, I was in a room on my own with him for, like, 10 minutes, really uncomfortable, like, just because I'd ran out of things to kind of say, and I didn't realise that it was recording.
Yes.
So this is kind of weird. I just had to make small talk with him, really, and I hadn't planned on meeting him today, so I didn't know really what to say to him, and also I was really nervous because obviously I really like him.
Okay, you explained far too much there.
Okay.
Right, so here's some of the actual conversation when the internet broke.
So, did you been in London recently?
You were?
How long have you been here for?
I've been in London for about 2 weeks.
And do you like it?
I love it. It's great. It's great in London, especially in the summertime, you know. There's no place like it. So, but it's been good hanging out and seeing people.
Oh, God. He's English.
Yeah, but he's still hot.
Yeah. That was the same question I asked Janet Jackson once.
I didn't know what to say. We've been talking and I just...
Isn't it weird, though, that the first question we both asked when we didn't know what to say was, so, do you like London?
I turned into London a hairdresser.
About London? Okay, here's the next bit. Still a little bit uncomfortable. If you do cringe easily, you might want to just turn the radio down for a few more minutes.
And what sort of stuff do you do when you're here?
You're a funny one. I don't know. I just hanging out, going to different places.
Have you got a girlfriend?
No.
Would you like one?
Are you offering?
Oh my God! I can't stand the silence and then straight in with the girlfriend thing.
I forgot I asked that
oh
one.
Oh God.
Do you know what I thought? Because
would you
I thought if this is my one and only chance of ever meeting him, I better ask, otherwise I'll always hate myself.
The silence was actually you plucking up enough courage to ask it. It's like, have you got a girlfriend?
Would I like one? No, it's all too much of a headache.
And I live here, obviously, so
yeah, it wouldn't work. We could write to each other. That'd be pretty romantic.
Like old school, not
Renaissance,
even emails.
No, like pens and ink and stuff.
What else?
What did you have for breakfast?
A granola bar.
A granola bar?
Yeah. What do you normally have for breakfast?
Depends, man. Depends. Like, I had a bagel this morning with cream cheese. But it depends.
Hello to everyone who is dying inside on Becky's behalf.
I'm so sorry. Oh, my God. Why did I ask him? And he's actually yawning in that bit. Like, he's so bored of me.
Bagel, boy.
But all cream I was thinking cheese. Was, all I was thinking was, oh, yeah, I could make him a bagel if he wanted one. I can do bagels.
Lauren in Kent accuses you of having a sexy telephone voice on.
No, that's just how I speak normally.
Okay, next bit. I'm not sure how much more I can stand of this, but do stick with me, listeners.
Do you like cheese?
I mean, it's okay.
Really?
Some of it, yeah.
It wouldn't work between us then.
Why, do you hate it?
No, I absolutely love it. That's like, I can't go through the day without cheese.
I just said I liked it.
You said it was okay.
No, I mean, like, certain ones. Do you like every type of cheese?
Apart from cottage cheese, which really scares me.
I don't like blue cheese or cottage cheese. No.
Yeah, no. Oh, okay, well, we don't have to eat cottage cheese, yeah.
We could do cheese and biscuits with a couple of grapes. Come on, it's the best thing in the world.
Okay.
Oh, Becky. Becky. Oh, God.
Do you think, I messed it up, didn't I?
Yeah. And also...
I just got so nervous.
Right. Hello to everyone that's texting and saying, I'm shaking my head in despair right now. My head is in my actual hands. Oh, my days. This is cringe at its best/worst. Not even joking. This is so cringe. Turn it off at once. Podcast. Oh yeah, it's Thursday, which means the Posh Radio 4 lady is reading out the stuff that you've been sending to us. This is a totally interactive show, so whenever you feel like it, write me an email. Maybe, you know, when you're taking a break from revision, anything you want to know about the show or us, anything you want to tell us about, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk, and we'll get on it. Here's one for you.
What happened to Tank Fly Boss What Jam Nitty Gritty in the Lily Allen track? Robert off of East Kilbride.
Well, thanks for that, Robert. you may well ask. If you didn't understand that, we're playing the record of the week this week, which is Professor Green and Lily Allen, and it's called Just Be Good to Green. But there was a version of that track in the early 90s, and at the beginning, it went...
Jam, fly, boss, bot, jam, nitty-gritty, jam, hot.
Yeah, like that.
So. Or similar. What's the middle bit? You know the middle bit.
Listen to the boy from the big bad city. This is jam hot. This is jam hot. Like that.
And we wonder why they've taken it off. Well,
yeah. Don't think it works in 2010.
What happened to Tank Fly Boss What Jam Nitty Gritty in?
It would have been good if PR4L had done it though.
Yeah. Maybe we can just tack her on to the beginning.
Yes, we haven't played it yet today, have we?
Let's
so I'll do
it.
That, yeah.
Next.
Dear Scott and team, I'm due to be in Southampton next Tuesday night, ready for a training course on Wednesday, and wondered if you would mind coming to have a drink with me, as you hail from Southamptonville, innit? Smiley. I don't have a clue about the place, and need to know where safe for a 6'4", 20-stone man to drink, as I'm scared. Sad smiley. Ha ha. Much love and vino. Steve.
OK, Steve. When did he say he was coming?
Dear Scott and team, I'm due to be in Southampton next Tuesday night.
Tuesday. Thing is, I am actually in Southampton for two nights next week, playing at the university. However, neither of those nights are Tuesday, Steve.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
I'm sure you can rearrange the course.
I doubt that very much. But Steve, you sound like the kind of bloke that would be right up Oceana Street. Go what? Down Oceana's.
Just for a drink?
Oh, okay. Or try... Oh, God, I don't know.
We could just go round to your mum's, could you not?
Or just go round to the harvester near my mum's house. There you are. Sorted. Hope that helps. Next!
Dear Mr. Mills, I was watching the voting last night and saw you in the most stylish shirt and tie combination. I would be very grateful if you could please let me know where you got them from. Was it local to Southampton, where I live, or was it elsewhere? Many thanks, David.
Well, David, that was my suit on Eurovision. Which actually wasn't a suit.
Oh, no, you didn't just have a jacket and nothing on underneath.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so tacky.
When I was doing the Eurovision results for the UK, I had a really nice shirt on and a tie, made the real effort, and... a nice grey jacket on, but nothing on the bottom half.
Like newsreaders.
Yeah, they don't wear anything either, do they?
Oh, no.
Because on TV, you can't see it. Could be wearing anything, or nothing, as I was.
What about the cameraman? Did they not...
No, he was also doing it, so...
But he would have been stood up operating the camera.
Yeah, but you can't see him.
You could.
Yeah, that's fine. So there's your answer.
Where did you get your shirt and tie from, please?
Ted Baker.
Because they were both quite shiny, weren't they?
Yeah, I was going for the shiny, shiny. It was Eurovision.
It was shine on shine.
Yeah, did you not like that?
You got two shinies for one.
I thought it was bang on trend. Anyway, there's your answer. Thanks for writing an email to us.
I just can't get the half-naked cameraman out of my head.
Steve, his name was. Anything else you want to know? Scott.mills at bbc.co.uk. Send an email into Dear Scott. Right, next, it's Kelly Rowland and her new track called Commander, which we thought when she came in recently was called Commando. Which
like
we then
cameraman.
Commando, like my cameraman, which we took to mean that it was about how she wears no pants.
Do you request that on the lottery as well?
What?
Or just on the Eurovision?
You know, they can see my trousers on the lottery.
Yeah.
So no, I don't.
What about for the cameraman?
Yeah, the cameraman. It doesn't have a bottom half on because you can't see him. Radio 1 podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Tomorrow is only Blair Friday, so for the last time this week.
Oh, what's the curtain?
Rachel's back on. I couldn't score yesterday, I had a brain freeze. Oh, couldn't score. Oh, but she's back because you did win. Hello.
Hi.
You right?
Yeah, are you?
Yes, I'm very good. You sound like you're out somewhere.
Yeah, I've had to come outside because my friend's house hasn't got any signal.
Oh, rubbish.
I know.
And what friend's house are you at today?
I'm at Rosie's house.
Oh, Rosie, yeah, how's she? All right.
Yeah, she's good.
How's her mum?
Pretty good.
Yeah, cool.
She's at work.
What's happening at Rosie's house tonight? Anything good?
Just gonna watch Britain's Got Talent and just chilling out with Lizzie and Tom and Rosie.
Oh, so, say hi to them as well. Yeah.
I will.
Who's your favourite on Britain's Got Talent so far? Have you not watched any?
Spellbound, they're pretty good.
They are good.
That guy on last night, the impressionist man, was really good. I liked him.
Yeah. I like the dog.
Oh, yeah, Chandy.
Chandy, that's it.
I was disappointed Woodchopper didn't get through.
What, chopping wood?
Oh, yeah.
Chopping wood.
Because he didn't sing again. He sang the first time.
I was thinking that could be some kind of student anthem, though, Chopping Wood, at some point. Do you know what I mean? Like, you play the Baywatch theme, they love that. Chopping Wood, if he had got through, would have been huge.
You should try it next time.
OK, let's play today's Oh, What's Occurring Now.
Oh, what's occurring?
Do you have any pictures on your wall of heartthrobs or famous people?
Me?
Yeah.
Ed Westwick?
On your wall?
On my fridge?
I did have, for a while, have Zac Efron and... Who was the other person they put on my wall during Scott Cam?
Gabrielle?
Was it the Jonas Brothers? I think it was.
Jobro?
Gabrielle?
Yeah.
No, it was Jobro and Zac Efron. But they were only put up for purposes of Scott Cam. I didn't have them up in my house. Thank you. Oh, hang on.
It's really hot.
Say again.
I used to have Zac Efron.
Not anymore?
No, I think I grew out of him.
Do you have any pictures on your walls now?
No, not of heartthrobs anyway.
All right, who of?
Just my friends.
Oh, okay, cool. Well, we went on to Stupid Street and we asked them, what pictures of celebs do you have on your wall? What do you think Stupid Street will have?
Me?
Robert Pattinson.
Yeah, what about you, Rachel?
Britney Spears. Okay. I don't know.
All right, so are those your answers? Are you going for Britney Spears, Rachel?
Ronaldo.
Ronaldo is your answer, okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm changing.
If your name is in there, then I'll give you a point. If you can guess what Stupid Street have on their wall.
I'm sticking with R-Pats.
R-Pats for Becky, Ronaldo.
Oh, and Justin Bieber.
Okay, well, I'm fine. So, do you want another guess as well, Rachel?
I'll go with Britney Spears, another one.
Okay, good. Two each. Let's find out.
Oh!
We're on Stupid Street with Smooth Talking Dan again. And we're asking them, what pictures of celebs do they have on their wall? Listen to STD, Smooth Talking Dan, starting with some trademark smooth talking right here.
What's your name?
Susan.
I like your bike helmet, by the way, that's a good...
Thanks.
Safety first. Do you have any posters of your wall of, like, famous people at all?
I do. I've got Marilyn Monroe, Audrey Hepburn, Hanson.
Hanson?
Yeah, I know, sorry.
Fine. Do you have any posters at home with famous people on?
Yeah, I do. I've got one.
Go on.
Barack Obama.
Like models, male models.
Male models?
Yeah.
Any
bodies? I can't remember any names.
Who's that guy from the Calvin Klein ads? That was... He was pretty good, I remember. Have you got any posters on your wall of, like, famous people?
I don't think so.
Oh, I've got that bloke out of Skins.
Cook.
Yeah, Cook.
Who?
He's well fit. I used to have Kenzie out of Blazing Squad.
Have you got any pictures of famous people up on your wall?
Put a picture of a woman on it, alright.
Poster?
Yeah. Don't know who the model is.
A sexy lady?
Yeah.
Have you got any pictures of famous people up on your wall?
Backstreet Boys.
E17.
E17.
Who's your favourite E17er?
Tony.
Of course.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh, yeah.
People like that. David Schwimmer.
What?
What's your name, please?
Violetta.
Violetta?
Yeah.
Nice. Okay.
What's your name?
Dan.
You got to say that first. That's what good... to make us feel comfortable.
Oh, sorry. Okay, hi, I'm Dan. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Nice handshake.
And that's Sophie.
Hi. Fine. That's fine. Have you got any pictures of famous people up on your wall?
No.
After all that, no.
Awesome.
Now, do you think some of those people Maybe I'm confused between what they used to have on their wall, unless they do still have Backstreet Boys on only 17 on their walls.
Maybe just didn't get around to taking it down. Because, you know, sometimes the blue tack pulls the paint off and you don't want to get charged by a landlord, so just keep it up.
Do you know what Super Street have really inspired me to do, though, is to get a poster of Barack Obama. I want that. Well, don't laugh at me.
Where would you put it?
In my bedroom. Okay, no, think about it. Toilet.
At the end of the bed or at the side of the bed?
Huh?
At the end of the bed. Or on the ceiling, so when you're lying
in bed,
you can look up to him.
No, I don't want Barack Obama on the ceiling.
You've got the mirror there, haven't you?
Is it too much for the living room, do you think?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, cool. Living room it is. I'm going to get one.
Oh! What's a kidding?
I like that idea a lot. Okay, none of your answers were in there, sadly, people. So let's move on. You know Ed Westwick?
Yes.
He is, he's Chuck Bass in Gossip Girl.
Can we stop talking about this after today?
All right. It'll be on the podcast forevermore, though.
Yeah.
Rachel, are you a fan of this show?
Yeah.
Do you love Ed?
Yeah. I don't know why, though. Like, he's a love-hate character, I think.
Okay. But do you fancy him a little bit?
Love it.
Okay. Is he better than Chase Crawford?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. So,
hang on a minute. Can I just say that you're taking the mick out of me for getting him to chat me up, but you made Chase Crawford blindfold you and feed you baby food?
That was for the show.
On balance, I think you come out of this looking worse. I'd just like to remind everyone that that's what happened.
No, that is a completely different situation.
Why?
Because I didn't... Okay, yeah, fine. I was going to try and explain.
You can't get out of that
one. I can't do it. Okay, fine, we're even. So, anyway, Becky made him, in his Chuck Bass voice, his American voice...
He wanted to do it.
...made him perv on her for 60 seconds. Would you have done the same thing, Rachel?
Probably not, actually.
No. You think it's shameless, don't you?
Yeah, really.
And a terrible abuse of her position.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, that's what she made him do. But how many chat lines in a minute could Chuck Bass fit in? Rachel, go first.
Four.
Becky.
I can't remember. I wasn't even listening after the first two, I don't think.
Okay.
This is really good, by the way, because he doesn't actually say my name in any of them. So if you also love Chuck like I do, you can just imagine that he's saying it to you and not me. I'm going to say it felt like about 10.
10.
And what was your answer again, Rachel?
4.
Okay. Yeah, if you want to download this on the podcast, then you can imagine that actual Chuck is talking to you and chatting you up, because no names are mentioned. It's quite generic.
Apart from the weird noises that I think I made over the top of it.
Yeah, please.
Oh, no, have you taken those off?
Do pay special attention to Becky's reactions in this next part. So here is Chuck Bass chatting up Becky from our show.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah.
So what, I just roll them off?
Or? Right, so we're going to do Oh, What's Occurring. You have to say, in an American accent if you can, however many chat-up lines, as many chat-up lines as you can in 60 seconds. And your time starts now.
Get your coat. You've pulled. How do you like your eggs? Ladder in your tights or... Ladder in your tights or Stairway to Heaven? Excuse me, do you have any raisins? How about a date? Are you Jamaican? You're Jamaican me crazy. Is it hot in here? Or is it you? I miss my teddy bear. Will you sleep with me? You're the one that I want. Have a baby by me. Be a millionaire.
Wow. That was special. God, they were awful. But you didn't care. You didn't
care.
I miss my teddy bear. Will you sleep with me?
Yeah, you see? So many people will want that in their lives.
I've got that as my text alert.
Are you Jamaican? You're Jamaican me crazy.
Well. Oh, yeah, it was more than 10, wasn't it, really? So, Rachel?
Yeah?
It's been emotional, but thank you very much for being on Air What's Occurring.
Thank you.
I like your beard.
Oh, thanks.
Love you.
Love you. Bye.
Oh, what's occurring?
Is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
And now some Dear Scots from the PR4L. She reads them out, anything you want to ask us, and we tell you, simples.
Dear the one who doesn't speak, Becky, posh and hot, Radio 4 lady, and Scott, I thought I'd give the one that doesn't speak first props for a change. I just wanted to know if you, Scott, and Becky had ever had some agreement made that if you aren't married by the time you're both 40 or 50 years old, will you marry each other? You could have lovely orange babies addicted to rosé wine and cheese, and they'd be lush celebrity babies. Love you all, Jim.
Some people do this, don't they?
Mm. Do we have one? I don't remember making one with you.
I don't think we do. It's that thing of, like, when you're really young, you're like, OK, by the time we're both 30, if we're not married, we'll marry each other, all right? But I'm just wondering, has anyone ever actually gone through with this? And have got to 30 or 40 or whatever and gone, well, no one else is interested, we might as well do it then. I'd quite like to hear from people.
Because as you get closer, because I'm sure I made some of them. I can't remember who with, that sounds really bad. But as 30...
Sounds really bad.
No, but as, like, in a few years, when I'm 30, as it's getting closer, I'm kind of like...
Who was it?
Please don't get in touch, because I... Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm not married, but I'm quite happy.
Hmm. It would have helped that you just said that then, because they'll all come out of the work.
No.
Would it be any of the ones that you bounced on the bunnets with in Somerset?
It was Bournemouth.
Bournemouth, sorry, I get confused.
Somerset's a whole county.
I knew that.
How legally binding are they?
I don't know.
Is it only if they've been drawn up by, like, you know, solicitors and stuff, or written on a paper in class? Does that mean the same?
See, I know somebody, I'm not going to say who it is, who's kind of experiencing this relationship at the moment. Met each other ages ago, and they kind of made a bit of a pact, and they are now seeing each other.
Because they want to? Or because they've thought, well, might as well?
Well, I don't know. I think maybe one of them's a little bit scared about, you know, not finding anybody else.
Which one?
I can't say.
Why?
I can't say.
The man or the woman?
I can't say. Okay, if anyone's ever done that, let us know. Next!
Dear Scott, Becky, PR4L, and the one that doesn't speak. Last week, Chase Crawford sat behind me at church. I really wanted to ask him what it was like meeting you. It didn't seem like a strange question at the time, because I've never seen Gossip Girl, but I love your show. You probably get asked a lot what it's like meeting celebrities, but do you think celebrities get asked what it was like meeting you? I decided not to talk to Chase, because I kept thinking about him feeding you baby food. Doug, off of Actual Texas.
Thanks, Doug, one of our many American listeners to the podcast, even though you can listen live in America on satellite radio. Some people will be doing that right now, driving in their cars, listening to us in somewhere random in America. I imagine Chase gets that all the time. Hey, what was it like meeting Scott Mills?
It wasn't anything special, though, was it? He's probably forgotten, to be honest.
What wasn't special?
Meeting you. It was only, like, blindfolds, baby food. And
yeah, it's nothing he would really remember. In the same way that when you met Ed Westwick earlier, he won't remember that either.
No.
La la la. Yeah, you don't like it when it's back at you, do you, huh?
I still think baby food's slightly worse than chat-up lines.
Next!
Hello, Scott, Becky, PR4L and TOTDS. Whilst on my morning commute today, I was reading the free paper you get, and there was a two-page spread about cheese. The article was called A Homage to Fromage, which made me smile.
Oh, I see that. Yeah, that's good. Homage to fromage. That is good. That is really good.
There was also a website for a cheese school. See link below. I think you and Becky should enrol. Love you, Harriet.
What's a cheese school?
I don't know. I'm just going to look it up from the
link. Do you learn about it?
Well, what is there to learn that we haven't learned already about cheese?
I had some cheese delivered today. I forgot to tell you.
Did you?
Yes. One of my friends...
How posh are you to get cheese delivered?
No, one of my friends sent it to me to say thanks for something I did for them recently. Two massive blocks of cheddar mun. Amazing.
What did you do to get two massive blocks of cheddar?
Don't want to say on air. Oh.
That made it sound a whole lot worse. This is brilliant, this. Cheese lessons. You learn how to taste cheese, that's always good.
Well, I know how to do that.
You just get to sit and look at loads of cheese.
Well, that sounds like... Is that in this country?
Yeah.
Where?
I don't know. There's how do we not know about this? On there as well.
We didn't even know about the cheese restaurant in London until someone told us. This is why Dear Scott is so invaluable, because you just tell us stuff that we don't know. It's brilliant.
OMG, you get goodie bags to take away and everything.
Yes. Adam in Bury St Edmund says, back to the pact thing, saying that you'll get married to somebody if you're not married to someone else by a certain age. He's got a pact like that, but says there's no way he's going through with it. Well, you shouldn't do that then. Next.
Hi, Scott and Becky. I recently heard your feature about Bridgewater Carnival in Somerset. I would like to introduce our carnival club to you. We are the Wills Carnival Club from Bridgewater, Somerset. We are one of two tableaux, brackets standing still, carnival clubs based in Bridgewater. We are one of the most successful carnival clubs in the town and county. I would like to offer our services for any more information about a local club and also the chance for Becky if she would like to go on our carnival cart in Bridgewater. Regards, James Day, Club Captain, Wills CC.
Cart? Carnival cart?
Well, it's got like light bulbs on it and stuff, but technically it is a cart.
A cardboard box with wheels on.
No, it's
you're not really shipped around in that, love. You want your own float.
It's like a lorry without the sides.
Cart just sounds horrible.
Anyway, I've decided that I don't want to do a tableau anymore because apparently you get really cold on them. You just have to stand still for like 3 hours, and in November that's quite chilly.
You have to be like a statue.
Yeah. You know, like those people in town that paint themselves like blue or whatever, and then really scare you when you go up to put money in their hat.
Like Nessa did on Gavin and Stacey.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool.
So I'm going to do like a moving, dancing, shake it all about type float, I think.
Are you definitely going to do the Bridgewater Carnival?
I really want to do it. You don't know what an honour it is to be asked.
Okay.
I know there are no other celebrities from Bridgewater. I'm not saying I'm a celebrity.
Darling.
No.
Oh my God.
What I'm trying to say is there aren't any famous people from Bridgewater, so they've had to ask me. Fair enough.
Doing a tableau, but you will shake it all about a bit.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Well, you've got that in audio form, Bridgewater Carnival, so that's as good as a contract in my opinion.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.